So I talked to Colin today. He said, man, I know exactly what you need. You know what he did? He didn't just send me an email with a price. He sent me an invoice. Click here to pay.
Have you been looking for a business podcast with hosts and guests who don't have a stick up their ass?
Yeah, I said it.
Damn!
Well, if so, welcome to your new home, brother.
Brother.
This is my fence life.
Woo!
Our three passions are beer, bourbon, and business. And probably in that order. We're bringing on business owners who share tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes stories to help your business be more successful. And we drink during the show. So no matter what industry you're in, pop a cold one and come on in. Welcome to the My Fence Life Studio.
Whoa, what's happening, everybody? I know y'all all popping right now. It's the 90 days of hell. I think that's what they call it. Shit's going crazy, man. I mean, we are popping. We are hopping. We got four crews running. It's insane. Insane. So I'm glad y'all taking out a little time to watch good old Dan and Shane tonight. We're going to do a little MFL Q&A, guys. Season 6, episode 15. We got an MFL Q&A with Shane Catton of Midwest Supply. That's MDWST Supply. So anyway, before I get started, man, old Benji of Clever Fox Online and I, we've been noticing that we're getting a lot of new listeners from all types of different industries, like concrete guys and pressure washing guys and alarm guys and pool guys. I even had a painter call me the other day asking me questions about his Google listing. So we need to make sure those guys are on track, like our long-term listeners. So you new guys, y'all need to listen up. We're going live using StreamYard. So before you leave a comment, you need to make sure you go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. And make sure you have your login and password handy because it's going to ask. And once you do that, then we can see your comments. We can see all your stuff, man. We know who's saying what, when, and where, and how. And don't forget, guys, if you're riding around doing estimates or just sitting in your office pounding out proposals, you can listen to us on all the podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want, you can watch us later on YouTube. That's what I do. I go back and watch myself. Hey, don't forget, Expert Stain and Seal. You can't beat it, man. They are the employee proof of staining. If you want a pre-stain machine, dude, we were pre-staining last week. I had a crew that pre-stained every day last week, getting jobs ready for this week. And that pre-staining machine is the bomb. So go to myfencelife.com, click on the Ask Dan icon at the top of the page, and say, yo, bro, I want to finance me a pre-staining machine, and I'll get it done for you. I mean, as long as you got good credit, right? And we'll get you a pre-staining machine so you can start diversifying and boosting your sales and margins. So, look, guys, tonight's guest, he doesn't need introduction. You know this guy. We're just going to let the music rip, and we're going to bring him on right now.
All right, fence lifers, get ready for your Shut It Badass Hinge guest brought to you by D&D Technology. Creator of the Magna Latch. If it doesn't say badass, it ain't D&D.
It ain't D&D if it ain't badass, buddy.
What up, Dano?
What's happening, bruh?
Dude, it's been a minute since we've been alive.
I know, man. I know. Well, things have been crazy. Things have been out of control, you know?
I know. You got new offices, you got shops, you got new locations, you got all kinds of stuff. We're slamming and jamming up here. It's bro, like you said, it's 90 days of hell. There's peak season, pre-peak season.
Have you ever moved the fence company?
Oh, my God, yeah. I did it 3 years ago. It was hell.
Let me tell you, bro, don't do it.
We're already looking for another location, and I'm getting an aneurysm slowly thinking about
it. Oh, my God. It has just been murder. I mean, it is. I was looking at the spreadsheet because I'm tracking everything. I want to see how much money I'm spending. And then on top of that, I opened up a new location in Denham Springs, which, by the way, dude, we are freaking killing it out there. It's out of control. So with all that happening, you know, I'm like over 70 G's in the hole, cash flow out the door, starting up a new location. Moved my entire yard, moved my entire office, got a bigger yard, had to fence that in. I'm going gray. I'm getting gray. I turned 50.
You look like you're going bald. Oh, wait, no, you're already doing
that. I've already been doing that.
You're going to need toupee when this moves over, Dan.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But what do you call it, man? We've been going crazy, man. It's been out of control. So, yeah, man, I've been loving it. I like that. I like having the craziness. I don't know, man. It just makes me, it just gets the blood flowing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So how y'all doing over there? Y'all kicking ass or what?
Oh, been taking names on the way out, man. Yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, we actually, like today, we finished up a racetrack, about 1,700 foot of 6 foot, and then four 14-foot double drives, five-foot walk gates, and we did that entire project, Dan. Sit down. 2 days.
Shut up. Y'all driving posts?
2 days. Driving posts, baby.
Yeah.
Right through the blacktop, right through the grass.
How many feet was it?
About 1,700 foot, 1,750 foot.
Nice, man. We just picked up a 2,100 footer, not to, you know, one up you, but we just picked up a 21. We picked up a 2,100 footer, but I tell you what, man, it's going to be an interesting project. This guy bought all this so he could, so no one would buy the tract of land. He bought like 47 or 67 acres next to him because he didn't want somebody to come in and put a subdivision next to his house. Like, must be nice. So, anyway, man. Let me look at this, bro. I accidentally closed out my Google Docs. You know how I am with my Google Docs.
Unreal.
Man, we got some upcoming events, and I just learned about one of your upcoming events. So we're gonna give a little plug for that. But before we do, let's give the American Fence Association a little shout out. I saw Nick Reich. He's in the comments. What up, Dan and Shane? Alex Rose. What's up, Alex?
With a vendor in the house?
Yeah, WD in the house. Robert Luca, hey, how's it go? He usually says my dudes and dudettes. And Josh Panley, Shane is back in action, baby. Look at that. Old Nathan Downs. What's happening, Nathan? So look, man, the American Fence Association's got their Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain chapters West Coast Fence Show, which is being held this September 5th through the 8th. At the Peppermill Hotel and Casino in Reno, Nevada. If you want more information, contact Brad Howard. He's the AFA president. And or you can contact Kent Bailey. Go in the show notes. We'll have their emails. We'll have their phone numbers. And whatever you do, don't send Brad Howard any nudes. He might enjoy it. Okay? And so, hey, guys, American Fence Association, where you can start belonging, leading, growing, and succeeding. I love that tagline. I don't know who came up with that, but they did a hell of a job on that tagline. And then we've got the Fence Show and Security Expo at South Point Casino in Las Vegas from September 11th through the 13th. And, man, they're featuring more than 150 exhibitors this year. And they have exclusive $75 per night room rates. You believe that shit? So
that's a deal.
And guess what? Plus, this year they're introducing something new. I can't say it because I'm going to have somebody on next week that's going to say it. But the demo days is having a little twist to it.
Oh yeah.
So you'll be able to on September 10th and 11th. Before the show floor officially opens, they're going to be doing their demo days and somewhere where you can gain practical hands-on experience using tools, installing fences, navigating through the temporary fence maze. Look out. Look out. Shane Catton will have that sucker up in 4 hours. He does 1,700 feet in 2 days.
Come on. Dude, it's impressive. We're busting the drone out this week. You'll see it.
Yeah. So, and look, fellas, if you're in the industry other than fencing, hit us up. Let us know. I know there's a lot of similarities between the exhibits from other shows and fence shows. You know, man, the World of Concrete. all those tool guys, dude, I would love to have all those tool guys at one of our fence shows, you know?
Yeah.
So what we got going on? Oh, before we start hitting the comments, bro, tell me about your event. You got something happening, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was, we're going to be having another free training event up here in Indianapolis. So we're going to be, doing some vinyl install, some aluminum install, some commercial chain link install, oh. All going to, as Nathan Down says, hashtag #Poundtown. So, we're bringing in, Clint's coming in with the bullet. He's bringing that puppy in again. We're going to see how that thing works. He's got some new attachments and U.S. hammer adapters, all kinds of stuff, right? And we're going to have the U.S. hammer out there, obviously, right? Pounding those posts and all that stuff and really showing folks, how to be efficient and faster. I think maybe Dan Wheeler might be joining us to check out the bullet as well. I think nice. He's interested in that. We got, I think currently right now, I got about 6-7 fence companies that are like, let's go, when's your next one? So we're shooting for May. I haven't decided on a date yet, but I will be posting that on my page, Good Shepherd Midwest. The works. We'll put it on my fence line. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Hell yeah, man. Nice.
And it's
nice.
Free.
Free.
Free training. Come in. Check it out. See what's up.
You got to love it, man. So, dude, we got an MFL Q&A. So, guys, if y'all got a question, put that baby in the comments, and hopefully we'll get to it. Dude, we got all kinds of people in here. Zach Romero, two faces that should be on the Mount Rushmore fence. And I don't know about all that. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that might disagree with that one. anyway, man.
We're on the back side of the mountain.
Yeah. We're on the back side. Dude, yeah. Colin, how you say Colin's last name? Shank?
Yeah.
Shank? So I don't know. So I talked to Colin today. Let me tell you, man, that dude is on the ball. I hit him up. I said, hey, man, I need a little beaver. Everywhere I'm going, it's like 4 to 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah. I need 8 horsepower, 10-to-1 ratio. I'm just like spitting stuff out like I'm working at the factory, you know. I need a 10-inch pneumatic wheels, you know, 8-inch Pingo, 36 inches long, 10-inch Pingo, 30. I'm just rambling off. And he said, man, I know exactly what you need. And in about an hour, he had an email. You know what he did? He didn't just send me an email with a price. He sent me an invoice. Click here to pay. I was like, wait a second.
Come on now. Give me that credit card.
Yeah, man. I was like, what? So I got him on stall. I said, what's the lead time? And he's like, he didn't respond. So I was like, oh, I know what that means. He's waiting to hear back. So hopefully we'll get a lead time out of him. Who else we got, man? Michaela Patterson. Hey, guys. What Josh up? Panley. Dan Blanc comes for the biz, baby. I hear you, man. Matt Miner. Evening, gents. J.C. Gurry. Let me tell you, J.C. Gurry, signs and decals. I just got a new location. We moved the office. And hello. Look at them fence signs, baby. So we got a new office location, and they won't let us have lights on my sign. And they won't let me put my feather flag out there saying I got expert standing sales. I'm a little pissed off about that. So you know what? I'm getting a new sign made. And I went to my sign guy. I said I wanted to reflect. He goes, you know how much that's going to cost? I was like, it's going to cost a pretty penny. But you know what? I wanted to reflect. I know J.C. Gurry signs and decals can make it, right?
Easily.
So I want reflected, man. I want those people come around that curve when the lights hit. They don't need light shining on that sign.
Going
right?
Yes.
Good old Aaron Preston's in the comments. Hey, now. So who else we got, man? Brian T.
Austin here. We got Brian.
Red Aluminum. I can't say that last name. What's up, man? What's happening? So, hey, guys, are we live in the fence industry only Facebook group? Because StreamYard and – well, actually not StreamYard. Facebook decided that – they're not going to let third parties stream to Facebook anymore. So I had to like jump through hoops, bounce on one foot, rub my head and my belly at the same time, get some kind of RTMP URL. It was freaking nuts. Shane called me today and I was watching YouTube videos trying to figure out how to go live in a Facebook group. So anyway, that's a lot of talking. Yeah. Bunch of BS, man. So what else we got, man? D&D Technologies, guys. If you need – it's pool safety month. Is it this month or next month?
I think it's next month.
Yeah, May.
I think it's next month for May.
Yeah, I think it's May. Old Jeff Horton over at D&D has been bombarding me with emails. You think I would know that. And, yeah, man, so it's pool safety month. I love pool safety month.
You guys got pool fencing codes down by you?
Do we have them? I can't tell you how many jobs I've lost because I won't do it because they don't want to do pool code. You know,
what are you, like 54 inches down there? Or what's your?
Yeah. 54 on the latches. You got to have 45 inches between top of the runner to top of the runner. Yeah. You know, they let us cut a little 45 and we'll put it on there on the middle runner if it's an existing pool fence. So okay. What I do is, man, I got a document for them and it's the actual building code, pool code. And okay. I make them sign it saying that they don't want to do the pool code. And guess what? Nobody signs it. And I'm like, oh, if you don't sign, I can't do the job. And I'm like, well, I don't want to sign that. Well, but you want me to do the job? So we don't do them, man. I probably lost a good 50 grand last year, you know?
Yeah.
Turned down seven jobs.
I can't remember what year they changed it, but it's up here that the pool code is like, if you don't have a pool cover, you need a fence. But if you got a pool cover, you don't need a fence.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting.
All right. I guess so. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to see if we live in a fence industry only group because I'm trying to figure
out. Brian just said he shared it in there.
No, I was trying to figure out if I did my shit right, man. So y'all let me know if the event's streaming live. All right, back to it. Where were we, bro? Expert Stainless Steel. We already gave those guys a shout out. They got so many odor free flavors now, I can't even keep up. 3-year warranty. Not a lick of back brushing. It's employee proof. I love that stuff, man. Freaking love
it. Did you see that fence track job we did with Cedar Tone Stain this week?
Dude, I shared it. It was sexy.
Shout out Brett and the team over there. Good product.
Yeah, yeah. Brett Richardson with Fence Track. He also sponsors the Fence Life sign. Dude, that fence came out really nice, man. I shared it on my Fence Life, I believe. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. It was actually for a CEO of a big construction company up there. He's like, I want that stuff on more of our projects. I'm like, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, man. We're doing a dentist office, and we're doing a dumpster. And, man, I was this close to getting them to go with Fence Track, but now we're doing horizontal, spaced, and I don't know, man. Some crazy stuff. And I'm like, dude, the Fence Track would be so dope. But it didn't happen. Hey, we got Veronica Richardson in here. Women of FWA in the house.
Women of FWA in the hizzle. Let's go.
Yep. All right. So, and who else we got? U.S. Hammer. We can't leave out Brian Harris.
No, we can't.
He's the pound it, drive it, hammer it.
The U.S. Hammer.
Oh, man, my rhino pitied out on me today. My guys had to drive all the way from Denham Springs to Covington to come pick up the hammer. I was like, why did y'all go that far?
Why wasn't there a hammer on that truck? Damn.
Man, that's my sub, and he likes the rhino better than the hammer, except for today. He had to drive all the way back from Denham Springs, and I was like, look, man, that's your own damn fault. You should have grabbed two. You going that far? Grab two. I got two U.S. hammers and a rhino. Grab two.
Always.
Grab two. I only had two crews working it today, so we had an extra one just sitting in the yard. So anyway, man, and of course, MDWST Fence Supply. That's where I'm getting my beaver from. So, yeah, I thought you were throwing up some gang signs over there.
Yeah, gang sign right to my freaking shoulder.
Oh, what's up, Alan Edwards? What's happening? So let's get to it, man. So, guys, if you got a question, man, you can just go up to the Ask Dan at the top of the website. Bloop. Click it. Type it. We'll answer it. Can't beat it. So we got a Facebook user.
Actually, I stole this question out of one of the fence groups. I don't remember which one it was, but I think it's something that we all deal with, man. And if you're not a fence guy, you probably still deal with this bullshit because customers, they all have the same bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So he asks, I have a question for everyone. We're dealing with a difficult customer. The property lines in this neighborhood are wavy, but the property markers that were placed are in a straight line. So it sounds like to me, they just marked the corners. They didn't mark all the pins in between.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something happened. Either the surveyor slacked or the homeowner didn't want to pay for a full survey and just told them to mark the corners. I don't know.
Yeah. That's weird.
Right? If you don't have the actual paperwork, who knows, right? So, anyway, property markers that were placed are in a straight line. The customer's neighbor was complaining the fence was 2 inches on his property. Both parties agreed the line was correct prior to building since they are sharing the fence. Well, that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
We have torn down that one side and are now rebuilding it. The posts were set 2 days ago. And now the neighbor's complaining once again about the fence not being directly on the property line. And the neighbor is no longer paying for that side, and we're out a few grand replacing that shot side. What should I do? Shane, what should we do?
Well, I can tell you one thing I do to kind of eliminate all this stuff is I actually, you know, I'll hit it on a couple parts. I partner with a local survey company here in town. And you know, most surveys, whether it's construction staking or actual pin staking survey, you know, all that stuff, right? I mean, I guess I guarantee if you call your local survey company, they'll be like, yeah, it's 4 to 6 weeks to get out there, you know, to do that,
yep.
You know, and you're like, you know, $1,500, $2,000, you know, whatever they may throw at you if you're actually getting all the stuff, right? I partner with a company to where I can expedite surveys, Dan, in 48 hours or less.
Wow. I don't get them that quick, but I got a guy too that we use.
It's like the most I've had to wait was 72 hours because he had to like drive a little bit longer. But like, so we could either do the staking or the surveys. Obviously, I always recommend the surveys, and then we can actually take a look at that and, you know, bust that information out on, you know, with the customer, right? If we need to talk to the neighbor, we'll talk to the neighbor, you know. But I mean, number one, I'm curious is like, why are you waiting on the money from the neighbor, right? You know, I mean, when I do split lines, the only time I do a split line is you have to sign and you have to pay at the same time both neighbors,
uh-huh.
Right? You know, and so, I mean, number one, we're using our surveys. We're seeing what's going on. I mean, if they're complaining it's 2 inches on the property line, number one, I'd say go back to the survey information. Do you have that? You know, but, you know, when we get into these battles, and they don't have surveys, whatever, I make them both sign the agreement. Hey, we both agree on this fence. You know, it's contractually obligated that you're paying for it, right? You're doing all this stuff. I mean, I don't know why, you know, you'd be worrying about the neighbor paying. You should have gotten the money in the first place from them if you're splitting the line. So, yeah. I mean, partner up, get relationships. Just like Ken said right here, partnerships are very important, right? It's all about who you have that relationship with. But if we have that information at hand, just like I'm doing right now with the customer, you know, Carissa, she, you know, Adam was out there today, knocked the whole thing out. We were able to make some edits, understand where the property lines where all the easements were, right? We're able to save a couple sections on that. But also we saved our own tail because we're not just going out there and installing and doing all that stuff. But I mean, you know, when it comes to misinstallation. I mean, we got one right now that we went 9 inches over on a property line because we were not paying attention.
Wow.
And that one we got to pull out and take out. But I mean,
so
first about the relationships.
Right? So I'm the same way, man. Partnerships are big and we've got partners everywhere. I mean, I got such a great partnership with my dumpster guy that we use that he's subleasing an office inside of my office, you know? Yeah, it's crazy, and I'm leasing part of my yard to store dumpsters. That's how good of a relationship that I have with him. And then we got the same thing with our survey guy. We call him up, and usually, pretty damn quick, man. Usually within a week, he's got it done. I think he charges about $500-$600. He'll just mark the corners.
Yeah.
You know, he lets me know if there's anything else that's going on. But I think the biggest thing is you know, I have the customer supplies with a survey, mm-hmm. right? So we go by the survey. And I also cover my ass in my agreement that I send them and they sign. And we tell them that, hey, we're going to help you find your property line. We don't find it. I'm not a surveyor. I'm a fence guy. Just like I'm not a landscaper. So don't think I'm going to be picking up dirt and rolling around your yard, filling up holes and putting it in your flower beds. No, I'm not a landscaper. You know, I'll pick that dirt up. It goes in a pile right there, and that's about it. You know, show me where you want the pile, and it's all going right there. So, you know, we have it in our agreement that, you know, we're not responsible for the placement of the material. But now, granted, we're a business, right? We're just not going to go just throw a fence up anywhere, right? Because we wouldn't have any business. So that's how we handle it, man. And I mean, we had a call the other day. Another fence guy told a customer that we built the fence on his property. We grabbed the paperwork, went out there, pulled our measurements. We were right where we were supposed to be. I haven't heard back from him. But when I told a guy, and he was home when Zach went out there, and he saw everything, and he's like, well, y'all did what y'all was supposed to do. I was like, well, maybe you got a bad survey or you got a bad fence guy. I don't know. Look, just as you pop the top of Miller Lite, Christopher Caruso puts, hey, guys, Miller time.
Wait, is it? Oh, it is that time.
That time. Look at Susan K. Worley's in the comments. Susan, right. Thank you for that. Susan's the one who sent me that YouTube video today to see if I could get my shit together and go live. That's why I had to create an event on Facebook.
I thought you were hosting a Tupperware party. I didn't know.
Maybe so, secretly. But yeah, man, so now you got to like create an event in Facebook, and then you got to go into the event and say that you're going live, and then it gives you a streaming URL, and then it gives you an RTMP URL. Then you got to paste all that shit in the stream, y'all. And I'm like, God damn, man, insane, insane. So what's Veronica say? Your customers should mark where they want the fence. Make them happy. They can battle it out with the neighbors. That's right. And that's the other thing, man.
True.
The only time I have one neighbor pay half and the other neighbor pay half is when I'm doing more fence for the neighbor. So if I got a fence going down a line and Miss Karen calls me, and she says, I want to do this fence. And then she goes, hey, my neighbor wants to pay half. Well, that's fine. You collect from your neighbor. I'm collecting from you. That's too many personalities, right? Because then I get stuck in the middle, right? I got Beth over here pissed off we own the property. I got Karen happy that the fence is where it's supposed to be. Now I'm trying to get paid. So then when I only got one person to deal with, guess what? I just got to make her happy.
The only time I do it is when we're like doing a full backyard side by side.
That's the only time.
If Jimmy over here is like replacing his whole yard and he's got this half line, but he's like, Phil over here is going to take care of 50%. No. He's going to Venmo you, give you cash, pay you in beer, you know, nickels. I don't care, but you're paying me.
But if you're doing all of Jimmy's backyard, then you're like, all right, we'll make it to where it works, you know? What did Ken Throckmorton say? Yes, I will tell Miss Karen that this side costs X. You split that with them. Exactly, man. There's too many personalities to deal with, brother. Too many, man.
There is. Like right now, I got like five homes back to back to back to back to back. They're all wanting to do fence. And it's interesting because I gave them the prices and they're like, well, he's got another 2 feet and this is it. I'm like,
bro. Dude. And then they start complaining about where the fence is going to stop in between the houses, right? Well, I want mine to stop here. Well, I want mine to stop here.
Well, then I want to be by the window. It's like, listen here.
Okay. Well, now he's not paying from the back of the house to the window. Oh, well, wait a second. So
I got to get those sections now? Well, yeah, you do.
So it's not 50%. Man, the way we do it is we go out there prior to building it, and we mark in white paint.
Yeah.
On both sides where the fences are coming out. And then we also take white paint. We draw arrows in the grass on which way the finished side or the pretty side, as they like to call it, is going to face, you know? So, man, that's how we handle it.
A sharp. There you go.
Yeah, bro. All right. We got another question, man. Let me tell you. When I got this question, I was like, you got to be kidding me. The guy's got a question, but it ain't for me. It's for you.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it.
So this is what we got. The guy's name, I don't know if it's Javier or Haver. I don't know.
It looks like Javier.
Is that how you say it? You're looking at
That's how you say it, Dano. Javier.
Okay. Javier. So Javier asked, I came from corporate America, and now I'm helping run a concrete company. When I started, they had done $800,000, and within a year, I had them at $1.2 million. And this year, we're on pace to do $1.9 million. Damn, Javier. Jeez. Javier is kicking ass and taking names, snapping necks, and cashing checks.
Come on.
Come on now. Talk to me. He said, I know how Shane used to be in corporate America. And I've been listening to the show for about 6 months now, but I have never heard what he did in corporate America, why he left corporate America, and how he ended up running a fence company, and I'm going to throw in there, and a wholesale company. Yeah. So, Shane.
That's a good question.
Tell the listeners, because, you know, it's been a while since we heard the story. I think the first time and only time we really heard the story was, forever ago, back when it was me and Cannon.
Yeah.
And it was part one of your HR show, huh?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That was like, Cannon hasn't been on the show in, Christ.
It's been like
a year and a half?
2.5 years?
Yeah, I don't know. No, a year.
No.
Year and a half. Yeah. So, man, this has got to be 2.5 years ago since you told this story. So, bro, I'm going to sit back. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
What did you used to do in corporate America?
I was a HR director. Well, my last job, I was an HR director for Walmart.com. So the whole e-commerce side of the business, worked at Amazon.com and Chewy.com and was in family-owned manufacturing and supply chain logistics before that. But was in Walmart.com. COVID started coming around. You know, long story short, the Good Shepherd brand was revived in 2019 after, 25 years of business from 96 to 05. And, we got the opportunity to jump in. Chad Barnes, Jacob's father, my business partner, the founder of Good Shepherd, restarted the business back in 2019 and flipped the same phone number, the same website and everything back on and was just completely inundated. Day one with like 15 calls. He's like, what the heck? What's going on here? Right. And it just kept piling up from there. Fast forward 6 months of the business. Jacob and I were working part-time for free on the side, just like trying to keep the wheels rolling. Right. And
right.
Jacob had a little bit more flexible schedule than me. So like some days he'd sit in the shop and then some days he'd be back at Honda and then, whatever. And then, COVID happened and I'm like, I don't want to be walking around a facility with a mask on and 10 to 15,000 people. And, we just didn't know what was going on then. Right.
Right.
So I took a leave of absence from work, which I could do in my line of work. And I focused on the business, looked at the numbers, looked at fence. I'm like, I don't even know what fence. I mean, I know what a fence is, but I never thought of it, And it's when people ask me now, why'd you get in a fence? I go, well, look around real quick. It's not going anywhere. So I had formally took a leave of absence, jumped in. We'd only had 4 or 5 team members at the time. That's with Chad and Dave, both business partners at the time, running a truck as well. So, I was out, running estimates, doing this, doing that, sending Chad and Dave out, sending the other crew out, sending the other half crew out, whatever we had at the time. And really just focused on the business. I had tripled the company size in 90 days. We're up to 15 people. Told Jacob, go, let's. Officially quit. Let's get out of here. Let's do our thing. Right. And really focus on the business. Cause I can't do it by myself.
Right.
I need help. Really just started scaling, growing, focused on, classic buzzwords of culture, talent, benefits, pay, an opportunity, right. Cause we grow, you grow. And we just kind of bit it off from there. And, Jacob and I got the opportunity to buy out, Dave, which was Chad's business partner. And then, a good chunk of the business to where, we have majority interest over the business. And then also, fast forward a handful of months, COVID kept happening. Dan, I'm sure you got emails from all kinds of suppliers. Hey, it went from 16 weeks to 18 weeks, 18 to 22, right. 22 to 26 weeks. It's like, at 26 weeks, I could do so much in that time frame. And so we're like, okay, we're running the fence stuff. We got people working for us. Now we got to get the material in right. So at that point, I was probably at like, I don't know, 20, 25 employees, something like that. I'm like, okay, I can start doing some labor sharing. We could do this. We could do that. So we started the supply business, Midwestern Supply, in 2020. And then from there, it goes back to the relationships and the partnerships, right? So we're like, okay, how do we get this material in? How do we bust it in? How do we logistically ship it out, right? Fast forward to now, I got about 38 people that work for us along the lines of that something. And between both businesses, and we supply everybody from we got contracts with Lowe's, we got contracts with all kinds of fence companies around here locally. I ship stuff from Pennsylvania to California, down south to up north, right? Everything from vinyl and aluminum and chain link and hardware and custom gates and all that stuff, right? Because we're like, well, if they can't do it, we can do it better. Now Good Shepherd, on the install side, we do 50% residential, 50% commercial. And then on the supply side, I'll supply anybody from the homeowner to the federal government, which we've had, to race teams, to all kinds of stuff, a lot of fence contractors. Like I said, not just here in the state, but regionally. And like I said, I'm shipping hardware and parts and pieces and, drop shipping truckloads of lumber and all that stuff all over the place. And shout out to Kara and Colin for running the majority of all that stuff. They've been absolutely, I couldn't do it without them. They're absolutely phenomenal people. And if you call, Midwest, you're going to get one of them on the phone.
Colin was trying to sell me some Sierra Cedar today. He was pushing it, man.
Okay. All right. Well, what we'll do is we'll just send the truck down next Thursday, and then we'll send the invoice net 30, and yeah, we'll be good. So
net 45.
But yeah. Oh God. All right. I'm gonna need your credit references there. our thing is, we're here to, provide solutions, eliminate barriers, right? Get good product in good people's hands, whether it's our personal customers or my, customers on the supply side, right? Because we're all here to solve problems, right? And I jokingly said last night, removing barriers, but at the same time, we put them up.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever, but a little punny.
Yeah.
That's where we've been focusing. And we got so much on the pipeline right now for Midwest Fence Supply. It's 2024 is big. We're only 4 months in, and we've already moved the needle quite a bit. We got some of the big box stores scared, different things like that, right? That are competing against some of the others we partner with. So I think it's been really good. It's been really beneficial. I was on the phone with a couple of the big dogs today, on the Fortune 500 side of stuff. We're getting stuff too. So couldn't do it without the team. Couldn't do it without Jacob. Him and I got a great yin and yang combo. Like I said, it's couldn't do it without the customers. So, that's a quick and dirty version of how we got into it, what happened. But, I fired myself from corporate America, and I've never looked back since.
You took advantage of opportunities. For example, when we couldn't get aluminum, Shane's like, screw it. I'm just going to build my own aluminum.
Yeah. So during COVID, we built our own. I did our whole lineal assembly. I still got the jigs. We still got stuff. We still slap panels together if we need to get stuff done. Jig was running this week. So knocked out some pretty kick-ass puppy picket panel stuff. So
really?
Yeah. So, anything we do, we're here to help. At the end of the day, that's what we wanted when we jumped into business. I needed somebody to help me. I was an HR corporate guy, thumping a laptop and a handbook and operations and whatnot. And I'm like, fence, what do we do? Material, what do we do? Now that we like have a grip on it, we're like, okay, how do we share the love? That's what I want.
Well, talking about aluminum, man, I had dinner with Brent Ross last week, maybe. I think it was. Yeah, last Thursday night. Yeah.
Another dog.
Yeah. Dude's awesome, man. Great guy. He works for Digger Specialties.
Yeah.
And we had a good time, man. And I tell you what, man, he is hungry for business. He's hungry for work. He's hungry. That dude started out in shipping. Not shipping. He started out in powder coating, I think. Then moved up to shipping, and now he's over the entire eastern part of the United States.
Like director of fence. It's like, dude, and I call that in the corporate world the classic success story. You know, started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, man. So, and he came up with some really interesting strategies. And if I wouldn't have had that dinner with him, me, Dylan went, Zach went, and then
third shift powder coating. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there you go. Look, oh, I'm glad I didn't say anything bad. But yeah, man. So he came to us and he was like, "Hey, you know what? Have you ever thought about doing this? Have you ever thought about doing that? You know, hey, man, what if I did this?" I was like, "Man, this dude wants to sell some aluminum." You know.
Oh, yeah.
So I even texted him later that night. I was like, "Hey, man, thanks for this opportunity." So,
yeah, we were just texting yesterday on designer fence and different applications and stuff like that, right? So it's
Old David was at my shop yesterday making a delivery. You know, old man David, does he come to you? I know he goes to Alex Harris.
I have absolutely no, I'm never there when shipments come in. I have no clue.
Well, I made the mistake of telling David that, dude, you know, because my yard is like a half a block away. Like, just stop in at the office, man. He came on in the office, bebopping around, petting the dog.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy, man. Love him to death. Love him to death. So let's see, man. We got a question. Do you supply chain link parts, too? I think you do, don't you?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. If you go to mdwstfence.com, I would say almost every other day we have more stuff because we just relaunched. Shout out to Colin, relaunched the page for us. Has really been owning all that stuff, like I said, with Kara. But, you know, our thing now is, you know, we're full e-commerce, point, click, shoot. We will coordinate the logistics. It's your job to sit back and look good. You know, it's our job to take care of the rest, right? So, yeah, you can go on there, do whatever, order whatever, right? And what I always tell folks is if you don't see something on there, right, send us an email because I guarantee we have it in stock. We could drop ship it. We could do whatever, right? It's just, Dan, if you know, may not know, it is a process to get everything put on the website, figured out the logistics of, calculate shipping, doing all that stuff, right? And being smart about that stuff because if anybody runs e-commerce, they know it could be a challenge at some points in time. So, but we're every week we're adding more products. So no doubt about it, Steve, we've totally got that. Hit up Kara or Colin and they will get you anything you need.
Yeah. Kara's the bomb.com as they used to say,
right? Oh, I still say it every week, every day.
She is, man. I've gotten a few emails from her. So, I know we're at the end of the show, but I wanted to bring something up, man. You were on a podcast last night, and it was a total shit show. But in those guys' defense, I think yesterday is when all this Facebook bullshit happened.
Yes.
Where they quit taking APIs, that's integrations, where all these third-party streamers can actually stream to Facebook and Facebook groups. And I think those guys got hung up in that because, man, it was the stuff that I saw going on. I was like, dude, something isn't right, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like when my roadcaster and Cannon's roadcaster, because he was in Tennessee, would start like getting feedback, but then they were it was almost like they were like 1.3 speed. You know, I listen to my podcast and you can do 1.3 and 1.6 speed, you can speed it up. It was almost like they were like 1.5 speed talking. And then it sounded like they were underwater. So anyway.
It was, and then Susan said she had something with hers going on.
Yeah, Susan told me she had some issues and she had to log off yesterday or the day before. So I'm kind of glad it happened to all those guys because today I was like in my lab coat trying to figure shit out. I'm like, I cannot have this happen to me.
Taking the laptop apart, making sure everything's there. Like,
so, and look, man, and I just looked. I don't think I went live in the fence industry only group. I tried to set that up. So I'm to go back and look. I think Brian ended up having to share it. So it's getting kind of quirky. So if you see some guys going live out there on Facebook, guys, don't give them a hard time because we're trying to figure this shit out. You know,
it's a day by day. And hold up, we got Robert Evers over here. How about panic bars for walk gates?
Ooh, brother, D&D.
Brother, absolutely. We got it. Yeah.
Dude, have you seen those D&D panic bars for wood gates?
Yeah, 100%.
Bro, they had them at Fence Tech, and I was like, all right, y'all got some cool shit, and they got that new hinge. So they got a new hinge that you literally just click, 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 and it not only drops, but spreads apart. So you've got adjustment left to right and up and down. And that was pretty badass. But when I saw the panic bar for a wood gate, I was like, oh, yeah, I could have used this about 6 months ago for a church.
I could have used that 2 years ago. The building next door to me, I don't know if you remember this, Dan, we did this custom cedar 8-foot fence that looked like a mountain, like it'd go up and then down and then up and then down, right? And I had to use a standard panic bar on a wood gate. And, dude, the time it took to get that stuff done, shout out to our installers at the time, because it was an absolute nightmare. I saw that thing at the show, and I was like, humming.
I know, man. I was like, I called Dylan. Where you at? Get over to D&D booth. You got to see this panic bar. We had a church, and they were going to do this big old fence, but the fire marshal told them they had to have an egress on it. So we were trying to figure that out, and nobody had what we needed. We were getting with Susan, and Susan's like, well, you got to have this and that. And you know, it just wasn't working. It'd been nice to have that 6 months prior to Fence Tech. So we're on top of it now.
I can imagine. Speaking of Susan and FWA and stuff like that, I'll be teaching a couple classes out there at the old FWA show. I will let them. I'll let them announce what I'm talking about. It might be HR related. It may not. Who knows? It may be contracts and warranties related too. I don't even know.
You don't even know?
I don't even know.
I'm going to see you, man. You're going to have like your little graduation hat on with your little tassel, little glasses, huh?
Exactly.
Have your little tapping on the chalkboard. Is Brian Harris, are you acting up in the back? Throwing an eraser at him.
100%. Brian Harris is one of them dudes that spit a spitball at you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
if
he's in the class and a spitball flies, he did it. I don't care who's in the class, he did it. So let's see, Corbin Johnson. You know who Corbin Johnson is?
So Corbin's a buddy of mine and owns an absolute amazing company called Johnson Tuning.
Oh, that's right. Corbin, y'all go to dinner all the time.
We do here and there. Corbin is probably the best tuner of vehicles I know. I mean, he doesn't even need to be in the same country as you. And this guy's tuning Ferraris, Lamborghinis,
really,
whatever the hell. I mean, he's got guys that hit him up from Dubai and is like, yo, my Ferrari, my Lamborghini, my twin turbo this. But he, you know, he works actually hand in hand with Fat House Fabrications here in Indianapolis that specializes in Mustangs and Cobras and all that stuff, right, with Shelby. How's the posi track rear end on a Plymouth work? Well, that's called a one tire fire. Let's just hope you don't get stuck on ice in a driveway. It happened to a buddy of mine in a Chevy Cheyenne once, and we had to push the car off of it. So outside of that, I'm gonna let Corbin talk about the automotive parts. Or I'm gonna call KDC Truck and Trailer Repair because that's who I call.
I hear you, man. Well, look, man, it was great having you on tonight. I don't have any more questions. And plus, we're getting up there on time. I say we call it a night, and we do it again in a few weeks.
I think it was good. I think it was great. We got a lot of people in the comments. It was nice. Yeah, we'll do another Q&A soon, Dan.
Got up to 26 people watching, man.
That's a good show.
It's a good show. All right, man. Well, it was great talking to you. I'm sure I'm going to see you in my text messages. I was going to say comments. In my text messages. I can't wait. Our group chat is phenomenal. But anyway, look, guys, y'all keep on fencing. I'm out of here.
You've been listening to My Fence Life.
Yes, we like to have fun. beer, bourbon, and business. And although we have fun, we take our business very seriously. Dan Blanc is known as the Fence King, and he's been providing high-quality fence solutions since 1999. He's connected to industry leaders, business leaders, financing experts, and marketing gurus that will be on the show to talk about their success stories. To find out more about us, hit the website at myfencelife.com. Listen to the show wherever you consume your content. We are everywhere. Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcast. See you next time on My Fence Life.